There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, yesterday was actually Presidential Joke Day. But we decided maybe we should let all the fun and frivolity from a presidential joke. I think we started talking about it, and then we got a bunch of phone calls, so we sort of let it go. So I think, Trevor, you get to be the cheerful recipient. Do you have any presidential jokes that you know? And you're not allowed to just sort of name a president and say that they're a joke. That's not okay.
That's not very nice.
No, it's kind of rude.
Oh, man.
The only ones I could remember were the... I mean, I think the reason that they started was because of Ronald Reagan as of yesterday, some years ago, was doing a broadcast on PBS. And he didn't know his mic was on, and he said, we're prepared to launch in 5 minutes or something like that, which sort of scared the living daylights out of people. I think Reagan Reagan was a broadcaster at one point, so you'd think he'd be more sensible and sensitive to the fact that you always have to assume a mic is open.
Lots of
my colleagues have sort of discovered the hard way that's one of those basic lessons. So you can. The only one that I sort of knew was Obama made a joke last week, which was sort of I hadn't heard, but someone else said, which was that if the Republicans got a couple more candidates, that they could have their own Hunger Games, their own version of the Hunger Games. Which I doubt, my guess is the speechwriter did that one. That sounds a little bit, you know, sort of elaborate. But the only one that I really know that very well was the idea of, so other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? But that's kind of one of those, I'm not sure presidential jokes are ever all that cheerful. All right, so we've got some people who responded. Can you think of any before we go to our Facebook response?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm always kind of reminded of the time that Obama was doing a press speech or a press dinner, I think, or whatever it is. And he's all right, now for our Republican friends, I'll release my birth video, not only my birth certificate, birth video. And it was the beginning of Lion King.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, that's what I can think of.
I had to give a speech once, and I did the thing with I just said that this was sort of a backstage look at some of my colleagues, and it was monkeys throwing poop at each other, something like that. But that was, I wasn't presidential, I was just emceeing.
Nice.
And I figured everybody does exactly the same thing when they're emceeing. And I was the first woman to do it, and I changed clothes like 12 times. And I did the video. I also, it was one of those things, it was actually a very scary thing, because I had notes. I actually don't write a speech, but I had notes. And I was so nervous that I kept them with me. And just before the program started, I'd gone in to get some water, and I had my notes with me, and I put them down. No, I before I went to get some water, I put them up on the podium underneath the, you know, on the shelf underneath the podium, and then I went to get some water. And for some reason, I forgot that I'd put them under there. I was just very rattled. And so I went back to the cafeteria really quickly, and of course, they weren't there, and I thought someone had thrown them away. And so I gave a whole 45-minute talk without any notes because it turned out they were underneath the podium, which I found as soon as I recovered my sense. And that was also the time that I bought a whole bunch of chocolate and threw it at people in the middle of the afternoon because I figured that their blood sugar level had gone down. That's what I'm best remembered for. It's not even the video, not changing all the clothes, although I was the first female who'd ever emceed, but throwing chocolate at people. What can I tell you? All right, let's hear some presidential jokes. Let's hear what people's sense of political humor is.
Okay, let's see now. Janet says, "Oh, then I can't use the Bill Clinton one with the punchline 'close but no cigar.'"
I don't think so.
I don't know that joke. You'll have to tell me later.
Well, I think it had to do with Monica Lewinsky.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Tracy says, when Bush quail were in the White House, why don't they let dogs in the White House? Because they pee on the bushes and chase the quails.
That one's pretty cute.
That's pretty cute. That was good.
Pretty cute. Yeah. That one's okay.
That's good. Lorraine says, the recent joke told by Dr. Ben Carson about removing half of a brain in Washington, I know it didn't refer only to the president, but it was clever.
Do we know what the joke was?
No, I don't know.
Come on, folks, you have to include the joke.
Yeah.
I suspect the word lobotomy probably came up in that joke, but I'm not positive, but...
Yep.
All right, what else
and
we got?
Finally, Nan says, the biggest joke I know is George W. Bush. He was in way over his head.
Well, I know, but we're not supposed to...
Yeah, that was talking about supposed to have an actual joke to
yeah,
read
come on, folks. Well, I mean, what this reflects is that politics is no laughing matter, that we've gotten very... I think I was talking with somebody about it a couple of days ago, of that our sense that... You know, it used to be when we were kids, you'd say, well, you could grow up and be president. That was kind of the great motivating factor, that anybody in the United States could grow up to be president. Now, the fact that they were basically white, to a very large extent, Protestant, East Coast, sort of East Coast educated men, sort of eluded most of us. I mean, it never even occurred to us that a woman could be president, or someone of color could be president, or someone who wasn't Protestant could be president. But the idea was, it was the highest calling, that if you're really smart and you had a really good head and a really good heart and you really cared about people, that's what you could aspire to. And I'm not sure that people, I haven't heard anybody say you could grow up to be president in a very long time as a motivating factor for kids. I think we've gotten so frustrated and I don't think it really even has to do with one party or the other. I think it's in general the sense that politicians aren't fighting for us anymore, that there is not that sense of participatory democracy anymore, that there's a sense that we elect people and it doesn't even make any difference who we elect, because they're all going to be corrupted and they're all going to be bought out by the lobbyists and they're all going to leave office much richer than they went in. So tell us, I think the good story you should tell us today is the name of the zebra, that if you weren't listening last hour, that you missed the fact that, who knew, but Trevor's aunt was an animal trainer for the circuses, and she has a zebra on her property whose name is...
The zebra's name is Juma, J-U-M-A.
Does that mean something?
I wasn't able to kind of glean what it means.
Probably means stripe thing in Swahili or something.
Stripe donkey, yeah.
Yeah.
He can go over a teeter-totter. He can climb up on boxes. He can lift his hoof and dance around and do all kinds of crazy things.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think we need pictures of Juma, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need pictures of Juma.
Yeah.
A video would be really cool, doing some of his tricks.
No doubt.
On the website. Could we see if we could do that?
We sure can.
Okay, and you also, she has a pet pig as well?
Yes, the pet
whose
pig
name, hopefully,
is
I'm praying like crazy it isn't a politician's name.
No, his name's Wilbur.
Much better. I feel much better already.
He's a mini pig of some nature.
Now, does she get them from circuses, or does she rescue them and then train them? What's the story? What's the progression?
I think she got the pigs as pets, and then cause she got like a litter of small pigs and kind of brought them up, trained them up, got them healthy. Well, however, you know, you need to get a young pig healthy and then adopt them.
Didn't swap.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're all pets.
So does she have more than one then?
No, I think she ended up adopting out the rest. It was like five or six.
Well, remember there was that whole thing about, was it Vietnamese pigs that were sort of miniature pigs that everybody had for a while? Then they said they were smarter than dogs and easier to train.
I think so. That sounds right to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we should get her on to talk about animals or whatever she wants to talk about. You know, how maybe just training animals and animals and kids, or, you know, understanding animals. I think that'd be great. She sounds like a really interesting woman.
Yeah.
And talk about Juma. Who knows what secrets lurk in the hearts of my producers. Stay tuned. We'll find out. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so you're always, listen, no matter what we're talking about, you're always allowed to call about whatever it's is on your mind. And if one of the things that we're talking about sort of grabs your fancy or your semi-fancy, where you're playing, just give me a call. I mean, rather than, I know you guys have gotten used to the habit of emailing me, which is fine. I mean, certainly better than not. But we'd love to hear from you, okay? 855-993-7569. All right, we were talking about embarrassing things. I'm trying to remember why this came up, because it usually is the outcome of a story. I mean, there are so many stories about embarrassing things that happen in the news that I suppose it could be almost anything any day, right? So can you think about the most embarrassing thing you've ever done, Trev?
Yeah, I suppose I can share that.
Okay, good.
It's not too bad. It's really all I could come up with, to be honest. I'm blessed to not have very many embarrassing kind of experiences in my life. But one time, during ski season, we were out on skiing somewhere, and I wasn't really paying attention. I was waiting for the chairlift to come around, and I'd gotten too far forward, and I got up, and it was just this whole kind of debacle. I can't even really remember. And I ended up on this, like, lift with these, like, 3 12-year-old dudes, and they were all just skiing. I was like, hey, guys, what's going on? And I had to ride the whole rest of the way up after having almost kicked them off by my kind of not paying attention. It was a whole mess.
Well, thank goodness you told that story, because the only ones I could think about for me were ones that were sort of vaguely off color. But luckily, your story sort of made me think of one that was much more modern and much less compromising and much less likely to get me banned in Boston. Okay, so I, a couple years ago, maybe two, went up over spring break, which was incredibly, over February break, incredibly stupid to decide you're going to go skiing, but I was going to go upstate and do tubing. Do winter tubing, which I'd done before, and it's really fun. And so you climb up, and it turned out that you had to have made reservations. We didn't make reservations, and so we went up, and somebody recognized me, and they said, oh, come on, you can use the end of my thing. So it turned out okay. And so we went up, and you go up on a ski lift to the top of a mountain, and then they give you an inner tube, and it's got handles on it. And I went on the scary slope. My friend went on the baby slope for some reason. I don't know why. I decided in a moment of sheer idiocy that I should go on the grown-up slope. And I was doing okay. I was holding the thing until you sort of were standing in line, and then you get to a point and you sit down, and then they shove you down the slope. And you're going pretty fast. Well, I decided for some unbeknownst reason to sit down a little earlier. Well, once you sit down, first of all, gravity is going to push you down the hill. And I wasn't really at the beginning of the slope yet. So it was like bowling. I knocked over like 5 people. It's very embarrassing.
That's awesome.
And then somebody finally grabbed me. But I didn't. You have to stay standing because the tube is slippery. The mountain is iced. And it's at an angle. So once you sit down, you're going to go down. And I just knocked like 5 people down. They were very nice about it. But, I mean, I was kind of the jerk of the slopes, unintentionally, but nevertheless. So they sent me down backwards, and I screamed, and it was really fun. I decided that it was pushing my luck, though. And I did that once in the water, too. I'll tell you about that when we come back. All righty, 855. Sorry, 993-7569. Dan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Dan.
I wanted to speak to you. My wife had an affair. We're married 28 years. It actually was my fault because for the many years I was always very verbally abusive. And always put it down. And, you know, when we were younger, you know, we've got a couple of fights and I get hit maybe 2 or 3 times.
Wait a minute. Dan, you actually hit her?
Yeah, that was like 25 years ago. Actually about 30 years ago, because we met when we were 16, 17 years old.
So when was the affair?
That was just recently. Again, we're married 28 years, and we've been together for like 30. But it was just recently, and I found out about it. And what happened was she went to a psychologist immediately. She made a decision to dedicate to the marriage. She broke off all the ties, and she was an angel about that.
She broke up all the ties with the guy that she had the affair with?
It was only like 3 months. The actual times that they met were only like maybe 7 times. So it wasn't that bad, but still, you know, being married all these years, it did hurt a lot.
When did you find out about it?
About 8-9 months ago.
So how long did it happen? How long ago did it start? Well, how long ago did it stop? And then I can just add 3 months, and I'll know when it started.
It was 2 months. I think it was, I can't do the exact months. Maybe it was like May.
Last year.
July. Yeah, last year. I'm sorry, 2014.
Okay, so that's when it. So when did you find out about it?
Right after, like, it was November of this year. I'm sorry, last year.
So it had already been over for 6 months.
I found out in November, I'm sorry, I'm getting all the dates mixed up, but I know it was 3 months. It was the affair.
All right, the affair was 3 months. How soon after the affair ended did you find out about it?
It ended when I found out about it.
Got it. Okay. How did you find out about it?
Basically, she just confessed because it was eating her alive.
So she told you. You didn't know anything about it. She told you.
Didn't know anything. I had the feelings because, you know, there's no way you cannot feel things. So I felt it, but, you know, I was wondering what the hell was going on.
Okay. So when you found out, so she said, I had an affair. Did she tell you why?
Yeah, she said, you know, with all the abuse, I didn't think it was abuse because I guess I'm stupid about it. I went to a psychologist and I talked about it, so I know now that. I look back and I realized, you know, it was just verbally abusive, always putting it down. And, you know, it's just negative thoughts and stuff like that. Yet, we had a beautiful marriage outside. You know, we always went places and everything was looked fine.
When she said, I've had an affair, did she say, I want to stay in the marriage or I want to leave?
Yeah, she was. Wanted to stay in a marriage, and you know,
okay.
I talked about like, you know, what obviously we had, what the hell was going on, that kind of stuff. We get.
Yeah. So then she said that you've been an abusive husband.
Yeah, and you're always verbally abusing me. You're always putting my family down, people I know are putting down. So, the things that happened when we were younger, she says, I never forgot those things. They hurt.
So did she think that you'd been verbally abusive recently?
Oh, no, everything's fixed right after this whole thing blew up. I immediately went to a psychologist.
Right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come back to you in a minute. If you can find I'm having a little difficulty hearing you, so if you can find a slightly better place to stand or a landline or something, that'd be great. But when we come back, start with when you found out, and then we'll go with what your question is to me, all right? Hang on. I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Dan, who's the wife of 28 years, admitted last November, to have having had an affair. And Dan, so she said, I feel guilty about this. You were an abusive husband. You went to a therapist. So where are we today?
Okay, so we both went to a therapist. Everything was great. What's happening is I have two questions. One is I have so much curiosity about what the hell happened. And when I ask questions, she clams up and she doesn't want to talk about it. She's extremely ashamed.
Yeah.
She hates to think about it. But for me, I have anger issues because I'm holding this in, and I don't know if I should ask her any more questions or just leave it alone like my psychiatrist is telling me, just stop.
Okay, let me help you with a couple things. First of all, I think the two of you have some unresolved issues here. For her to say that, you know, 25 years ago you were a stinker, okay, well, either you deal with the problem then, or you walk away. But we're talking 25 years down the road. So to say, well, I had an affair today because you were a stinker 25 years ago and it still hurt my feelings is crap, to be quite honest.
I was always verbally abusive all the way up until just now.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right.
So listen. Here's a different way of thinking about this for you. Okay. I have said that anybody. Let me give you just a quick story. A bunch of years ago, a woman called me and said, "My husband's been a womanizer our entire marriage. We've been married 40 years, and I'm divorcing him today. I'm on my way to the lawyers, and he called up this morning in tears and said, 'Give me another chance. What do I do?'" And I said, "Do you love him?" She said, "Oh, yeah." And I said, "Do you want the marriage?" And he said, "Oh, yeah." And I said, "Okay, what's the most important thing in his life that he values the most other than you?" And he said, he loves his boat. And I said, "Okay, look, you've already got the lawyers there. You're going to have to pay them anyway. So what you do is you go to your husband and say, 'I'm willing to give you another chance on the condition that you sign and we notarize, we have the lawyers notarize it, that if you ever have another affair, I get the boat in addition to everything else.'" And if he says, "I want to think about it," divorce him. If he says, "No, I won't do that," divorce him. If he says yes, you've at least got a chance, because the next time some cute little woman walks by him, he's going to think, "Bimbo boat, boat bimbo." And you got a fighting chance, because at least his commitment today is to you. And if it's not today, it will never be. So that sort of evolved into, I think, as the wounded party, and you are the wounded party. I mean, you may have been a terrible husband, but there are better ways of dealing with a terrible husband, which is what you guys are having to deal with now, than having an affair. Yeah, an affair is, because the person who was betrayed wasn't really you. I mean, it's not a very nice thing to do. But the person betrayed, she betrayed her own vows that said, you know, that I'm not going to do this. So number one, I think you have a right to demand, and I don't use that word very often, and I use it, you know, very intentionally here. Why did it happen? To say, well, it was abusive. Okay. How can I make sure that it will never happen again? Well, if you'll get a commitment from her that if she's unhappy with you, that she'll talk with you about it. And if she says, "Well, I tried before," then you have to listen to that and hear that. You have to hear her better. She may have to speak in language that makes some sense to you. But
she was giving me hints, but I didn't get the hints.
Well, but then that's a very good place to start, Dan, is, okay, what were the hints? What were the statements that you made? And what would be better terms? For example, saying to her, anytime you found I'm verbally abusive, say, "Dan, $20, and I will give you $20 at that moment," which means that it will retrain you. It's nothing subtle. But, I mean, that she, and I'm not, you know, I'm not blaming her. Well, I'm not blaming you. I think, you know, taking the entire amount of guilt on your shoulders would be a dreadful mistake. That there are better ways to deal.
No, she's basically saying she was right because I left I left the doors unlocked. I left the windows open. And then what happened was a burglar came and took, you know, what I left open because I kept on.
I think your therapist is full of crap, to be quite honest. But that's
what she said to my wife, and that's why she's taken a stance for years. And I'm like, I want to just.
Well, I think you should find a different therapist, because, listen, I think you may have been a rat, but there are better ways of dealing with a rat than cheating, for heaven's sakes. But I do think that she did it specifically to get your attention. I still think it's childish and repugnant behavior.
She wanted to leave, and this was the only way to be able to do it. She had to.
I think that's nonsense. All she had to do was say, "I'm divorcing you. I'm out of here." And get a good lawyer. So that's nonsense. Don't take responsibility for things that are not your responsibility. You may have been a lousy husband, but that's not a permission for her to have an affair. Number one. All right. So you have the right to demand why it happened. And it would seem to me at this moment we both, you know, that she and you would probably agree with the trigger, that and both of you need to focus on that. Okay, well, how do I, you know, how do I make myself heard when I'm not unhappy? Because people are allowed to be unhappy in a relationship, but you either work it out or you walk away from it. You don't trash it, for heaven's sakes. It makes no sense. Because you still have to do the work. She still would either have to leave or negotiate it. So why don't we cut out the insulting middle, which is the affair? The third is, what's in it for you should it happen again? So I think your therapist is doing you a disservice. Because you don't have an affair because you're unhappy with somebody. You have an affair because you're a cheat. And if you're unhappy with somebody, you either make it better or you leave. Because that's exactly where you are right now. That you either have to make it better or one or both of you are going to leave. So why did we have all the crap in the middle? And the answer is because it's easy or it's seductive or because we're weak people. And I don't think you need to beat her up about it. But I don't think you need to take a responsibility on your shoulders. And a metaphor that you left the doors unlocked is crap. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, the metaphor would be that your wife stole the silver. I mean, you know, somebody didn't come into your house. Your wife is a sentient being. She is responsible for her own behavior. So I think you need another therapist, to be quite honest. But that's a different issue. The question that you're asking me, which are relevant questions, and everybody that I know, and this is particularly true of men, but it's true, basically, everybody's curious about the other person. It buys you nothing at all, not one iota. All it does is gives you a specific thing to fantasize about and to obsess about and to have nightmares about. It's not the issue. That you either have to decide that you can get beyond this, that this was your wake-up call, and you're going to be a better husband and a better man, and she has to bear the responsibility for the affair, not you. You have to be bear the responsibility for being a creepy husband, but the affair, the adultery, is hers and hers alone. Period.
Well, so I can definitely ask, you know, questions. I mean, that's all.
Well, but don't. But Dan, there is no information for you in the questions. There is no answer for you there. Let her deal. That's her responsibility. That should be her guilt. That is her secret or whatever else. That it's not relevant. And the more you ask about it, the angrier she's going to get. And the more information, you're going to have to be unhappy. If you don't feel that you can get beyond her adultery, then leave her. If you can, you never want to mention it again. It has no relevance whatsoever to your marriage.
So how
it's her problem, not yours.
How do I get past this anger? You know, I love her. Everything's been great.
Well, but anger at what? Anger because she did something stupid? I mean, stupid.
No, not the anger towards that. The anger towards this guy. Yes,
he had nothing to do with it. He had no responsibility toward you. He's not your problem. She's your problem.
Just let it go, huh? I just gotta...
Well, it has... I mean, the person that you should feel justifiably angry about is your wife, not whomever she planned to screw around with. That has nothing to do with you. It never did. It was your best friend, and I guess you stopped being friends with him. But presumably you don't know him, hopefully, and you don't care. He was... All he was a mechanism. He was disposable. He was just a way, and it's one of the reasons why adultery is so despicable, is your wife used him. He had no value to her except as a diversion. I mean, and we know that because she dumped him.
Well, yeah, right away, yeah.
So,
unless I think maybe he dumped her.
So we don't even care about that. You don't look. You're missing the point. You're missing all of the forest for the trees. That the important thing is that you're either going to have a better marriage or you're not. If you're going to have a better marriage, then you need to focus on the marriage. If you don't want the marriage and you can't get beyond this, then get divorced now. Don't torture each other. It makes no it benefits neither of you on any level. But he's absolutely an irrelevancy. All he was a placeholder. Pardon?
But she gets very upset when I ask about it.
Well, but, I mean, it's not, I mean, we don't care about her. Look, she has to deal with that. But it has no, Dan, listen to me. Listen, stop talking and just listen. He has no relevance to you. You either need to decide that you can get beyond the fact that your wife betrayed her marriage vows and work on your marriage and be a better husband and view this as a wake-up call. And you don't get mad at an alarm clock because it makes a noise. You sort of either wake up or you get rid of the alarm clock. He was only the alarm clock. Either get beyond this and tell her you'll give her $20 if you ever mention it again, or divorce her, but don't do anything in the middle. The details make no difference whatsoever. That's where you are right now. If you need any more issues about this, stay on the line. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let me just make a sort of a comment about Dan and his therapist. And first of all, I mean, let's assume for a moment that he's accurately reporting what his therapist said, which is not always the case. I mean, I know that I would hear back from, for example, when I was doing marriage counseling, and I was seeing one person and then the other, and not necessarily at the same time, and one would come in and say, well, you said, and I said, no, that isn't what I said. Or even on the air, someone will call up and say, well, I heard you say, and I said, no, that isn't what I said. So So, among other things, that therapists have been known to be misinterpreted. But for a moment, let's just take Dan at his word about what his therapist said. And the idea that somebody has an affair and the metaphor is you left the doors unlocked and the windows open. First of all, that implies that his wife is a piece of furniture. I mean, that, number one. Number two, that she's completely passive about this. Number three, that men are the only people who can make decisions to steal things. I mean, it's just the whole thing is just such an inappropriate way of thinking about marriage, let alone about adultery. So I think, and hopefully that is not what his therapist said, because what does that mean? That it's your fault that your wife cheated? It's your fault you're a crummy husband. And you have to own that and do something about it. But there are other ways, as I said, of dealing with a crummy spouse, that you either negotiate it or leave, because that's exactly what he has to do today. After, and the affair only muddies the water, makes things more difficult for both people, is a distraction and hurtful. So and again, my job is not to go around criticizing other therapists. And I suppose, you know, therapists can criticize me because everybody can hear at the same time what I'm saying. So if you're a therapist, if, you know, you said, well, Joyce said, that they can go and listen to the podcast and hear if that's what I said. And they can certainly disagree with me. And I know that in psychology classes, that sometimes they play my podcasts and agree that they agreed with me or didn't agree with me or whatever. And that's okay, because it's a matter of public record. There's no question about interpretation. But if I ever said something to somebody like, well, you know, you deserve to be cheated on, I would never, ever say that. That you can be a rotten spouse, you can be a not very nice person, but that is not an excuse for adultery. That adultery is a betrayal of your vow of fidelity and chastity, that you're not, you know, that you're not going to have sex with other people. That's what, and if you can't go along with that vow, then you should get married. And do people make mistakes? Of course they do. And we know the statistics are really alarming about how many people make the mistake, that particular mistake. But you have to own that mistake and to say, well, you know, it was a loveless marriage, or he had affairs, or she, you know, wasn't paying enough attention, or our sex lives sucked, or whatever it is. All of those things may be true, and it certainly does not speak well for your spouse. But as your mother said to you, two wrongs do not make a right. Adultery will never make a marriage right. Now, and there are other ways of getting somebody's attention and saying, well, you missed the hints. You're talking about a marriage, for heaven's sakes. We're not talking about hinting. We're not talking about sort of subtlety of can you read my mind. That if you're unhappy in a marriage, you say, this isn't working for me. This is what we need to do. And, I mean, if you're staying there because he's paying the bills or because you're working for her family, whatever, then you have to decide, you know, that's, they're words to describe staying in a sexual relationship for money, all right? And most of us do not want to apply them to ourselves. And if that's what we're doing, then we need to own that as well. But to say, you know, I had an affair because you were doing this is not okay. You had an affair because you were thinking about things completely wrongly. There are much better ways of getting out of a marriage or fixing a marriage or getting somebody's attention. It is not an okay thing to do. And a therapist of all people saying, well, you left the doors and windows open. I mean, first of all, the metaphor is so wrongheaded and so insulting. I mean, that, first of all, it's a robbery. And people don't, I mean, treating your wife as a family silver? I mean, what does that mean about her? I mean, the whole, you can hear, not my favorite metaphor. And again, Dan certainly sounds like he was not a good husband at all, and that's his responsibility. And having an unhappy spouse is not going to work for anybody, but having an affair is not the way to deal with it. And if you want to get out of the marriage, get out of the marriage. But testing the water, that's called adultery. And yeah, are we tempted? Of course, everybody's tempted. There are always, half the world is one sex and half the world's the other sex. So there's always going to be temptations. But, I mean, when your kids steal something, I know, we're not using that metaphor. Do you say to them, oh, well, it's because there were so many tempting things around? You say, no, it was not yours. Shouldn't take it. If your kid cheats on a test, and your kid says, well, other people were cheating too. That's not okay. That as parents, we try very hard to convince our kids of a moral universe, and more important than a moral universe is a self-directed compass that says, I know what's right and wrong, and I'm going to occasionally make mistakes, but I take responsibility for it. But most of the time, I'm going to try to lead a righteous life because it's righteous, because it makes it easier. I don't have to worry about lying, because the truth is okay. I don't have to worry about covering up because I haven't done anything wrong. I don't have to worry about being punished because I haven't done anything that's punishable. And should I stray from the path, should I make a mistake, that I'll take responsibility for it. And I understand that sometimes I'm going to get away with mistakes. Sometimes. Doesn't mean they're right. Sometimes I'm not going to. But when I don't get away with it, what I need to understand is there's consequence. And as long as I do that, then the world will work more or less, right? It's when we somehow, and that metaphor you could hear really got me going. So I'm hoping that Dan can, he and his wife, it sounds like she is committed to him. It sounds like he's committed to her. But the details about an affair are irrelevant and can be damaging. And they're damaging for her because she's saying, okay, I thought we could get beyond this. They're damaging for him is that it will give his paranoia a place to land. And that's not useful. And I know he feels that, well, if at least I knew who it was, then I wouldn't sort of be looking at every man and thinking, well, is that a possibility? But he needs to refocus his energies or to get out. And if he can't get beyond her adultery, he needs to divorce her. Because torturing her and torturing him makes no sense. And if he can, then there's certainly a possibility the two of them could have a better marriage. But he really needs to be committed to never talking about it again. Because there are no answers for it there. He already knows what the problem was. And he's not responsible for the adultery. He is responsible for being a bad husband. She's responsible for saying hints. What are hints in a marriage? Come on, folks. Put on your big girl pants and sort of be a grown-up about this. And then not only having the affair but confessing it, a little manipulative there. Okay, a lot manipulative. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.